You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your friends pretend they know sports. WFAN actually does. Get smarter, louder, and way more annoying at watch parties. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Wakanda! Welcome.
The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights in the big city down in Tampa. We gotta go, obviously, to Cam Schlittler. Yes, the rookie making his seventh start. Cam Schlittler was perfect through six. He goes 6 2/3, giving up one hit. Obviously, no runs. 8 Ks, 2 walks, unfortunately, but 95 pitches, 67 strikes. It's the most pitches he's thrown in the majors. That's the longest he's been out there. And Cam Schlittler is the first Yankees rookie starter to be perfect through 6 innings since Fritz Peterson on July 4th, 1996. There is probably a couple people listening that remember the 4th of July back in 1966. And they said, oh, Fritz Peterson. 888-808-1019. Honorable mention, Trent Grisham. The Grish who stole Christmas. You're a mean one, Mr. Grish. And well, Austin Wells. Stone Cold Steve Austin Wells. He's like that, man. He can hit like that, man. It's just got to happen more. And I think it is going to happen more with Ben Rice getting opportunities behind the dish, spelling him, and him just being a competitor. That's all I want to see. Iron sharpens iron. Competition is good for these guys. Add a Caballero into the room, Volpe improves. Take playing time away from Austin Wells. When he gets his time, he seizes the opportunity. Let's get back to the phones. Moose is in Jamaica. Moose, you're on the Fan.
Dear Keith, what it do?
What's up, man?
Chilling. So that's what it is. Like I tried to, I don't know if it's speaking into existence, giving off good energy, not getting off the ride. Yankees, finish your breakfast. As Val said, handle the food in front of you. Take care of business. Now it's in the immortal words of, what's his name again?
Brian Cashman.
John Gruden. John Gruden, when he was doing Monday Night Football. I'm not trying to be controversial, I'm saying something funny. Remember how we used to always say that in the fourth quarter of a tight Monday night football game? Anyway, so yeah, we have these four games with Boston. We're facing two of their best pitchers and stuff like that. So I'm thinking we'll win at least two. Not even the bullpen necessarily, but seems like Judge does well against Boston and Yankee Stadium, while Giancarlo always does well against Boston.
Yep.
So that's it. That's all I have to say, Keith. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Moose. Yeah, looking ahead to the pitching matchups, I know we'll see Brian Bello, Lucas Giolito tomorrow versus Luis Hill. I feel good about where Luis Hill is. So win that one on Thursday night, which is going to be a good Thursday night crowd. I'm a little worried about the weather. That might be the only thing that deters me from going up there. I'm probably going to go regardless. And then Friday, as I exited out of the app, Friday, you will get a matchup between Brian Bello and Max Fried. And if Max Fried, if there ever was a time for Max Fried to turn back the clock, right? Max Fried had a game where he was perfect or throwing a no-no for a little while earlier in this year, right? Like, if there ever was a time, Max, to get right, like, get right Friday night, Fried day on a Friday. Like, bro, it has to happen. We're going to be turned up. Saturday, Garrett Crochet versus Will Warren. Will Warren is up to the task. I feel good about where Will Warren is. And then Sunday night baseball on ESPN. TBD for, it'll probably be Dustin May for the Red Sox versus Carlos Rodon. Let's bully, man. Take three out of four. Get crazy. Sweep them. Like, you want to fire your fan base up? You want to really get people talking about how you've righted the ship, how there's urgency, how the Yankees are back? Sweep the Boston Red Sox in your building. And hope that the Toronto Blue Jays stumble a bit, which they did. Bro, like, I don't know. Toronto, Tommy Pham scared the Toronto Blue Jays or something? They scored one run. They lost the series just now to Pittsburgh. They lost the series to Pittsburgh. In P-Town. And now they got to go dance with the Miami Marlins down there in, you know, Lone Depot Park. And the Marlins, they're scrappy. They don't lay down either. Yankee fans know that. We got swept by them. Before you know it, like the Blue Jays got to face the Brewers coming up in late August. Then they've got to face the Reds before they come back to face us. So it is not a lock that Toronto keeps this going. Vladdy's got a little bit of a hammy issue. Let's see how their pitching goes. I think I read that Shane Bieber's going to make his debut Friday in Miami. See what he's looking like as a Toronto Blue Jay. It's about to get really interesting here, folks. The Mets should have traded for Shane Bieber. They should have traded for any starter. You know, like I said, I know people don't like to hear it from me. But there was a, you know, night where I was saying I don't see the Mets not trading for a starter. If I go back to WFAN's Instagram, I was like, I don't see them navigating through the National League without going to get another arm. Now, I had said, okay, you call up Nolan McLean, great. But now you're almost going to be forced. We'll see what Tyler McGill does. But, like, after watching Cam Schlittler tonight, is there not a little thought in the heads of Mets fans that, hey, let's see what Brandon Sproat could do, or maybe let's get crazy, go to Jonah Tong. Because guys like Kodai Senga not cutting it. Clay Holmes not cutting it. David Peterson is probably your best option. You gotta cross your fingers here and hope that Nolan McLean can do it again. But you have a stretch here with no days off, or I guess it's Tyler McGill you're expecting to step in there. I don't know, or maybe Brandon Sproat. You need some energy. You need something to kind of give you that vibe. Like, you know, going out there and watching Kodai Senga give it up doesn't make anybody feel great. Even though the Mets responded, it's just, I know the fans got to be tired of it. It's not good enough. Sean Manaea is the other name I was blanking on. Sean Manaea is another one. He's going tomorrow, which is now today, 4:05, getaway day. Sean Manai has got to right the ship, right, against Mackenzie Gore. It can happen. But now you've got the Nationals coming off a win. They're feeling good. And then you'll get McLean when you open up the Braves series, Holmes in that second game, and then Peterson in the third game. I think you feel pretty good about McLean, Holmes, Peterson against the Braves. But, like, who's pitching against the Phillies lineup? And then four against the pesky Marlins like I was just talking about. One should come back home. Josh is in Passaic on the fan. What's up, Josh?
Yo, Keith, how are you feeling? How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. You know, I think you have to give a little explanation to what happened last week. No, I'm, you know, finishing up camp and all. And if you guys come over to me, it's like, yo, we want, you know, a few chants we do in camp. We want to do it for some Yankees players. I go, okay, fine, if you want to give it all. And then everyone, as I got them already, everyone chickened out except for one guy. You know, he thought it was like Luke Weaver or like Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton. That's what ended up coming out. That's all it was.
I remember, yeah. I remember now. To be young, coming up with chants and stuff. Anyway, what you got on the Mets?
Right, you know, mentioning Brandon was a neck injury just gets me extra nervous because I remember I always think I have a neck injury. That like once, a few years ago, like, you know, Chris Carson on the Seahawks was still a good running back. When I traded for him on my fantasy football team. And all of a sudden, a week later, he goes on the IR with some neck injury. If I does any retires. Like, it's serious stuff. And it gets you nervous when he says Neil's been dealing with it for, like, years. And, like, you know, we don't notice this. Like, what's going on with that? You know, he's going out. He can't move his neck. And it's just something that's hard to take in. It's like another guy that's going down over, you know. And this lineup's not, like, something that we could afford to just lose players left and right here.
Yeah, you know, you need Nimmo. You're like, he could sleep in the hotel. He's sleeping in multiple hotels all season. Like, he could sleep in a hotel bed wrong and his neck is creaky. Like, I don't know. I when I was like, that was so odd to me today. I'm like, wait, he's out of the game. And then as I looked into it and researched, I'm like, he's been dealing with this for 6 years. He signed an 8-year deal with the Mets. He has an issue where like his neck can tighten up on him and he can't lift his head up. I'm like, what? So like, I hate to be the guy, but I'm like, that's such a Metsy thing. You have a player that like, he's like, he's out again, his neck again. Like, I don't know. I don't mean to laugh about it, but it's just like, I had bad vibes when that...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I went down.
You know, you mentioned like a messy thing. I think you mentioned one earlier also, is that it's almost like, you know, they like step up like one or two innings where like they wake up and then it's like the battery falls out of the controller, you know, and like they're just like standing there and like the bats don't move for the rest of the game. They like die the last three, four innings. And it's so frustrating because you think you have the team coming fired up and you're already, you know, coming to sixth inning and then you get nothing. And another thing, you know, here's a question for you, Keith, on the Mets. Like, how should Mets fans feel confident in David Stearns?
No.
Not president of baseball operations?
No. I think last year, Keith,
each year, half the year was real tough.
Last year we gave him a lot of credit. And we should have probably gave the players more credit. But we wanted to give Candelita in a song credit, McDonald's in a character credit, all these other, like, those players played their asses off. They imposed their will. I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes. I said the worst game that I remember being at Yankee Stadium was when the Mets kicked the Yankees' ass. There was nothing we could do. I think they put up 12 or 13 runs. I don't know. I left. Like, where is that now? That relentlessness that, like, we're not done stomping you out. And with David Stearns, like, he chose to sign Clay Holmes quickly. He chose to sign Frankie Montas. And the plan has blown up in his face. Like, Griffin Canning was another guy that, like, you know, he signed and we laughed at, but that turned out pretty good. If you're expecting to, like, if you sign Juan Soto, and Juan Soto's supposed to be the piece to put you over the edge, like, I don't know, why wasn't there more thought to bring back Severino or Jose Quintana? And I remember being on the Fan talking about, man, run it back. Run it back with the team you just had. Pay those same guys. And I don't know. He had other plans, and now he's got to make other plans. So when I'm looking at David Stearns, if I'm a Met fan, this is only year two with this guy. You know, we wanted to crown him and say how smart he is and how much he's done in year one. Like, maybe that wasn't all just him. Maybe he was the benefit of, like, some mojo and some higher power and the guy's playing better. But he's got to figure this out. This team, like, as Bruce and Flushing is calling and suggesting Cam Schlittler pitch in game four of a division series for the Yankees, like, who is pitching for the Mets? Kodai Senga? I'm looking at Kodai Senga tonight. Like, he's got to be an opener like he was last year. Tyler McGill coming back? Like, who are you honestly pitching? David Peterson game one, and then Sean Manaea? Clay Holmes?
I don't know. Before we look at, like, you know, who's pitching fast.
You got to get there.
You're right.
But you got to get there.
All right, thanks for going. First of all, big shout out to Moises Schiff. You know, he's listening to your call. You know, he's got you every night. I'm in camp.
Tell him to join the chat. Appreciate y'all listening. Thanks for the call, Josh. Shout out to the YouTube chat. I see y'all in there going crazy with the emojis. Like, as I'm looking at the chat, I don't even know how to do that. Is that like a special feature? Those are super chat stickers, super stickers. Get creative with animated GIFs. Make your message stand out. I'm just going to use regular characters, regular letters. New York Mets choke squad since 1962. That's the guy that is sending all of these, like, crocodiles and emojis in the chat. Do your thing. Anyway, 888-808-1019, as we're talking about the Mets, like, it is getting late now. And you chose not to trade for a starter. You chose to bulk up the bullpen, and that's another thing. You added two guys to your bullpen who are not guaranteed to be back next year. So what I looked at as, okay, when you get Rodgers and Helsley, you're pushing your chips in for this run. That means you expect this team to compete for a championship. How do you expect this team to compete for a championship with Kodai Senga taking the ball in game two of any round? Or, like, how do you expect to get there with your upcoming schedule that's got the Braves, who, like, the Braves see the Mets, and I know Positive Tommy said it. Tommy said a lot. Tommy said the Braves see the Mets and it's like their World Series. You can't say that. You can't say that. They have won a World Series recently. They have multiple World Series wins. Going to the World Series is in their history. You can't say that they see the Mets. That's so ridiculous. But anyway, they are turned up for you. And so the Mets, just like looking at this schedule, you got to dance with the Braves in their building. Then when you come home, the Phillies. The Phillies put up 11 today on the Mariners. Like, they can hit. And I don't think you have the pitching to hold their lineup down. Then the Detroit Tigers. You got to go out there to Detroit and face them. They're one of the better teams in baseball. Then, by that time, after that, you got to go to Cincinnati, where you're going to be neck and neck with that team for the wild card, the last wild card spot. Oh, and then you got to go to Philly for four. How do you survive? How do the Mets survive this stretch of 16 games? I don't know. Without the pitching, without the starting pitching. That's why I'm like, hey, Nolan McLean worked, call it Brandon Sproat. It's not a guarantee that Nolan McLean is going to work again. David Peterson had a good outing. He's got to do it again. Sean Manaea, this is all eyes on Sean Manaea later today. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan next. What's up, Ross?
Keith, what's up, man? How you doing, bro?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Just really quick, happy anniversary. I know I saw you posting all that, and, you know, National Radio Day, all that. And, yeah, what's it now? 4 years? 21, right?
We're not at my anniversary yet. The 25th is my anniversary from the first time I ever got on WFAN for my audition. But I thought that was funny because it came up in my time hop. And when I woke up today and I saw National Radio Day.
I knew it was late August, yeah.
Yeah, so on August 20th, on Boomer and Geo, they were just reading the schedule for the next week. And so 5 days out, they had read, you know, someone named Keith McPherson is going to be on. And I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious at the time, but it's even funnier now 4 years later. The 25th will be my actual anniversary of my audition. And then November 23rd is 4 years of having my own show, which is insane.
That's crazy, man. You always talk about it too. I know you got like a lot of the phrases, but one of the ones that sticks out to me is the WFAN. And a lot of my buddies online, mostly online, like they kind of bust my chops. I always talk about how, you know, like the fans' family. And, you know, the part of it's tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, some of it's not. I mean, like a lot of these callers I've gotten, you know, mostly listeners, but some other callers too, that, like, I've gotten to know online, let alone host, but just overall, I don't use the word community a lot, but it just kind of feels like a family, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I used to use it more. I need to bring that back. You know, it's a WFAM, my WFAM, because, like, what you don't realize, and I mean, when you listen to WFAN every day, you are inside the, like, WFAN family. There are some people that are in and out. There are some people that listened years ago. There's some people now that claim they don't listen because it's not what it used to be. But, like, when you listen, you hear some of the same callers calling to the show. You hear just, like, I don't know. You hear what goes on between the host, you know, conversations that go on here, and like not everybody hears that. And that's something like I felt that the other day too, as I was hearing Tommy talk about, you know, everybody responding to his tweets. And I'm like, not everybody listening follows you on Twitter. You have 20,000 followers, and not everybody is responding to your tweet. Like, it's like sometimes people are listening just to hear what's going on with the Mets or the Yankees. But anyway, get to your call, Ross. I'm taking up your time
good.
Now.
No, you're good. I'm the one that brought up just really quick one more thing. Like listeners, like there's like storylines too. Like Tommy versus Frank. I know Dan and Carteret, John and Mastiff are going at it. I mean, like there's legit like storylines that transpire on Twitter.
Yeah.
And none of it is possible without the fans. So, you know, it's just kind of like National Radio Day, all that. So I'll get to that stuff. You brought up before, you know, and I think specifically with Senga. Look, I know Manaea was the ace for the better part of last year, and that kind of, you know, goes hand-in-hand with Senga's other issue, not only the lack of performance on the field, but we're lucky he's even on the field in the first place, or kind of unlucky now the way he's been pitching. But the Senga that we used to know, it felt like a God dream if he was on the field, because it felt like he never was, right? The arm fatigue that turned into a better part of the first half, and then when we finally got him back, it was that game against Atlanta. Felt like nothing could go wrong. The JD Grand Slam, everything felt like a movie, and then he just goes down out of nowhere, and we were seeing him in and out of the playoffs. And now he's been on the field for the better part of the season, even though he did have a little injury stint. and he's been awful. So that's what kind of made Manaea the de facto ace last year. But at the end of the day, Senga was brought in to be ace material here, and he's the furthest thing from it. And it's a legit problem. I know they got so many other problems right now, but they can't even think about going into, you know, making a postseason run whatsoever. If, let's be real, I know David Peterson's the only one that's, you know, they've had like five starts that saw the eighth inning or later, and they're all named David Peterson. This is a guy who was hand-in-hand with Tyler McGill a few years ago. There was like this day and age is Robert Gazelman and Seth Lugo. So, and I know, obviously, Peterson's taken off way past McGill, but the fact that a couple of years ago that was the comparison,
yeah,
that can't be our ace going into a postseason run. And Senga's, you know, example number one as to what would make that reality right now. So that's a huge problem, but it's one of many, like I said. So they got to get so much crap figured out. But
thanks for the call, Ross. Just moving it along as I see the Met fans calling in, and I do want to get to you guys. I clipped a tweet where Anthony DeComo wrote, Kodai Senga's ERA, in his first 14 starts, it was 1.39. I remember this season talking about how he had one of the lowest ERAs. Like, we were raving about the Mets pitching lab and what Jeremy Hefner was getting out of this rotation. The Mets had the lowest ERA in baseball. His last six starts, he's got a 6 ERA. Senga's season ERA has nearly doubled over that time. He's got a 5-year, $75 million contract. I think there is an opt-out this year, but there's like some type of stipulation. I don't know. I got to look that up. But no, he's a guy that you sign and you depend on. And when you signed him, this was before David Stearns, and this was when your owner was going out there saying, well, I'll give $43 million to Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer's still pitching for the Blue Jays. I'll give $40-plus million of Justin Verlander. Should have probably held on to Chris Bassitt. Like, the Mets pitching is, it's lacking right now. And it's been. And it's like, even when the lineup gets going, the pitching's not good. And if the starting pitching isn't good, that taxes the bullpen. And if you tax the bullpen, you just can't win over a stretch of 16 days with no off day. Miriam's in Forest Hills on the fan next. Hello again, Miriam.
How you doing, Keith? Everybody all right?
Yeah, everybody's good.
I'm doing fine. I think the Mets will be all right. Let's calm down and win one game at a time, go through. That's all you can do.
I mean, but we've been going one game at a time, and it's
all you can do. You can't do more than that. You can't play.
Yeah, but they built up some momentum with a 3-game win streak.
I know. And right now, it'll come back.
They lose
today.
Francisco Alvarez.
And I know. They lost it because you hurt his hand.
Yeah, but like this was a crushing blow today.
Yeah,
losing to the Nationals in that fashion.
Well, you know what? They had a chance. Didn't work. The Nationals want to win too. Everybody thinks there's only one. You can't. There's no bad teams. They may have bad records, but right, they all want to win.
They're all pros. They all get paid millions. Yeah.
Yes. Now, how is everybody in your family with paws? How's the girl doing?
She's good. She's just different now. Like now, as we're talking about me being on the radio 4 years, I've had this cat for 4 years. She's not the same. Now she's just, I don't know, she's bossy now. She's got her own ways and her own, you know, stuff. And I don't know. I love her because she's partial to me, but she's just way different.
Boy.
Yeah, she's just way different than she was when she was a little kitty. She's a grown woman now.
Yeah, well, Tiger's an old man now. He wants only me around.
Yeah, it's a wild experience for me because I never had a cat before.
Oh, it's a wonderful experience.
Yeah, it's crazy because like
I love it.
She sleeps specifically with me, and even when I'm not I'll just be set up on the couch. She's setting
right
up to relax,
to
and I'm
feet,
like, hey,
right?
I'm not really trying to post up.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's how it is. That's how it is. I'm looking forward to people who play hockey and football.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there fast. This month of August is going to smoke by.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, there's going to be a chill in the air. And then when October comes, sports equinox. Thanks for the call, Miriam. 888-808-1019. Shout out to all the cat people out there that love their cats and feed their cats. I have an automatic cat feeder where we got from Amazon. No, not feeder. I do have an automatic cat feeder, automatic water, and automatic kitty litter. But I ran out of the, I don't know, I just got too much going on. I ran out of the kitty litter boxes that you got to order. They come like 3 or 4 at a time, and now they're like back ordered, so like I don't have that, and like we had to like emergency have someone like Instacart bring us some kitty litter the other day, And now I feel bad. My little office in my house, I actually got a live stream on Friday that I'll be doing from there. My office in my house, I share with my cat, and now she doesn't have her automatic kitty litter. It's just this open thing. I feel bad. I feel like she's struggling. I feel like she's in poverty. She went from, you know, a nice luxe automatic kitty litter to the old school kitty litter. I feel like I downgraded her, and I don't want her living like that. You know, I didn't work this hard and bring her into this luxury, lavish lifestyle to bring her back. Sean is in Syracuse on the fan next. What's up, Sean?
Keith, how are you?
Good, hanging out.
I've got a couple points to make, but then I'm around some cat owners, and they're wondering. they don't want me to talk about that, but they're wondering
what I did with the kitty litter situation. It's just one of those regular cardboard open kitty litters now, and the poop is there, but the automatic one is like a spaceship that she could go in, and then it's like, it cleans and pushes the poop underneath. It's really nice.
I was literally on mute, and I'm looking at my friends, and I'm like, well, he's got to be doing well to have these issues. But neither here nor there. We're talking about the Mets pitching, and it's insane, but I don't know about Senga or Manaea. And the reason for my call is it seems like a Nolan McClain thing where Brandon Throw is kicking butt up here in Syracuse. I think he's going to be next in the next week. And then, we won't talk about Jonah Tong yet, I guess, but I mean, I saw him down in Atlanta for the minor league all-star game, which I wish you were there. You missed a heck of a time, but I understand why you were there.
I wish I was there too, but I saw a lot of his interviews and him down there as well, and he looks the part. He's next.
CeCe was hitting home runs in the celebrity all-star game, by the way. I did think of you no matter what. But Jonah Tong just got called up to Syracuse. I feel like David Stearns, and granted, Cordae Senga, to your point before I called in, I believe he's making $14 million. Not that big of a number, but I feel like this is all in David Stearns' plan, but he needs one quick, to your point that you've been making. He needs one quick, but I feel like Spro and maybe Tong, but definitely, Spro, they're going to make an impact quickly.
Yeah, and it's got to happen soon because you're running out of time here. And, like, I'll take it from here, but shout out to you, Sean. I'll be in Philly for the All-Star game next year. I really wanted to be in Atlanta, but once you have a kid, that's another thing, too. Take your time having kids. Once you have a kid, it's just like, I don't want to bring my kid with me. Definitely not in the terrible twos. And then I also feel bad, like, telling my wife, like, I'm going to get on a flight, go to the A for 4 days, and, like, good luck with my son. Like, she works full-time, too. Anyway, you know, the thing about Nolan McClain is, like, not only did he bring a compete level and a buzz and an energy, the Mariners lineup, as vaunted as they are, they never saw him. Even if they can look at, like, you know, minor league film and what pitches he throws, it's way different than facing him in a game. So there's something to be said now, and rosters are going to expand, and you're gonna have September call-ups. There's something to be said now of, like, hey, you've gone through this whole season and guys aren't cutting it. Bring in some new energy. Bring in some new arms that guys have never seen, and maybe it can help you out because the Mets have to make the postseason. And if the pitching hasn't been good enough, the starting pitching's not good enough, anything goes. David Stearns, we're all looking at you now. Like, you're supposed to have a plan for 162 games. And it was good for the first, like, 60 games. It hasn't been good since. 888-808-1019. We got to break it down. I'm running out of time, but we got Mets fans on the line. We got some Yankee fans on the line. Keith McPherson on the fan. I'm also on at 10 a.m., so when I come back, we'll take the rest of these calls. And then when you hear me fill in for BT and Sal, it'll probably sound exactly the same. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Okay. Less than 20 minutes of this little show, this little 2-hour KM to AM. It's all good. You know, the night before, we had the rain delay, so I had a 30-minute show. And they played in the extras tonight, so a little 2-hour show, but... Programming alert, reminder, 10 a.m. If some of you will still be up or go to sleep or wake up or whatever, I'll be on BT and Sal. Or if you're like me, like I usually leave here and listen to Big Mac show till like 3 or 4 in the morning, go to sleep. And then I'm probably up by 10 just because I can't lay in the bed any longer, 10:30. And then I start BT and Sal show from the beginning. And then with the commercials, you can skip ahead and catch up. And then boom, by like 11:30, 12, I'm caught up. So... I plan on unpacking a lot more than just last night's games. You know, there's some things happening in the NFL with trades. The Jets made a trade for a defensive tackle. Sky Moore was traded from the Chiefs as, you know, the Jets are, I think, in the market for another wide receiver. Sky Moore gets traded to the 49ers. But yeah, for now, we'll just stick with the phones. And I think the reaction to the Mets losing 5-4 tonight. There was a Clayton Beter sighting in this game, Yankee fans. You guys remember Clayton Beter? Clayton Beter was the arm that the Yankees got from the Dodgers when they traded Joey Gallo away. And Clayton Beter made a couple appearances for the Yankees this year, but really had no value to them. I mean, they brought in Clayton Beter, the Nationals did. They brought in Clayton Beter for a scoreless eighth tonight. I'm like, would you look at this? Clayton Beter. So there's something with the Mets going down meekly in the last three innings. You've seen it all year. And, you know, I know Juan Soto is great and he's got 31 home runs and 20 stolen bases. And people are going to tell you, like, yeah, positive Tommy again. I don't know how he does it, man. He comes up with ways. Juan Soto's having the most underappreciated season. no one is underappreciated making that dollar amount. And I think what we're seeing with Juan Soto is what we appreciated about him was his clutchness. What we appreciated about him was his clutch gene, his ability to always come through in the clutch where, like, you know, he had a two-pitch at bat tonight that to me, I'm like, yo, what happened to this guy? Yes, I know he's Juan Soto, but, like, I watched him last year where he's not having a called strike and then an in-play out. Let's see, against Ogasawara, the Japanese reliever, the left-handed reliever that comes in to face him. He had a three-pitch at bat against this dude late in the game, and it's like, yo, if you have a better at bat and you wait for your pitch to hit, no, it was a two-pitch at bat. And he could have hit a Juan solo shot to tie the game. Like, there hasn't been enough of those moments. Those are the moments you pay for, right? You go get a Juan Soto and you pay him the big bucks, the extra money. He shouldn't be making more than Aaron Judge. But you know what you say? You justify it by saying he's more clutch than Aaron Judge. In the big moments, he's going to come up clutch. Judge folds, so he's worth the money. Because when we need him the most, he's going to be there. He hasn't been there. And so now, what you've heard me say all year is get him in October. He's like that in October. Get him in October. Like he's got a slow heartbeat in October. It's going to be the same for him as it was in June when he won Player of the Month. Now you're on the fringe of not being sure whether you're going to get to October because of the pitching or the bullpen or the lineup. Francisco Alvarez is done. Like, it's tough. David Stearns, who's supposed to be the president of baseball operations, constantly massaging this roster and finding answers. We need some answers. Tim is in West Orange on the fan. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Keith. How you doing? Hope your family is good.
We are good. Thanks for calling.
Good. I wanted to talk about the Mets and a couple of pitching prospects I think that deserve to be up in the big leagues. But first with the Mets, I haven't seen that feel-good moment from, like, last year where they had every game it seemed like they had a big moment. There was a different hero every day.
Yeah.
And they haven't had that
they were inevitable.
Feel-good moment yet.
They were inevitable last
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
It was like you just you knew it was coming. I watched all the games. But, you know, they had a lot of different guys. It was like Jose Iglesias will have an infield single that he just... Harrison Bader will hit one out. Obviously, Lindor... Soto wasn't there. Alonso, I don't know. JD Martinez.
Yeah.
It was just a different.
Vientos.
Yeah, it was a different energy.
Yeah, there was a different energy with last year's team compared to this year's team. But I wanted to talk about, I think Brandon Sproat's the next pitcher to come up within the next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. But I do believe Jonah Tong doesn't need that much seasoning in AAA because I followed him since he was in AA, and this kid is for real, and he's got the moxie that I think can play in New York, kind of like Matt Harvey did.
Yeah.
He's not as big as Matt Harvey, but he's got that energy that Harvey had, and I think Jonah Tong would be a big shot in the arm for this rotation.
Yeah, all he's got to do is dominate.
I just want to know what you thought.
If he dominates his next couple starts, thanks for the call, Tim. Why not? They need something. Maybe they wait to have Sproat come up at home against the Phillies, against the Marlins. But they need something. Kodai Senga is not it. Clay Holmes, you're not sure what you're going to get. Clay Holmes had a good enough outing the other night, but like how his outing started, he beamed a Rosarena in the head. It's like, what the hell? And like I'm worried about like Luis Torrens is an issue. Hayden Sanger is an issue. Luis Torrens is not going to bring his bat, and he's supposed to be a defensive guy, but he's had multiple catcher's interferences, errors. He tried to scoop the ball with his catcher's mask this year. That's your primary catcher now. And I don't know. Alvarez being hurt, it hurts you on both sides. More obviously in the lineup, but also affects your pitching. And you're working with Luis Torrens, who was $100,000 that you gave to Brian Cashman for. And that $100,000, you've gotten the return on investment. Now it's kind of just like, well, he's a fringe major league player. Hayden Sanger is a minor league player. And those guys are going to be relied upon. And there's no other answer with that. You traded for Cedric Mullins, who Cedric Mullins is all right. But like, they should have traded for a starter, man. And if you weren't going to trade for a starter, that would have to mean that you feel good about the development of your young guys. Nolan McLean, they expect you to, you know, do it again. Brandon Sproat, you'll probably be next. Tyler McGill, you got to come back at some point. Frankie Montas is in the bullpen. They could move Clay Holmes into the bullpen. Sean Manaea, we got to see what he's got. And you expect David Peterson to be solid because he's been the most solid of all of those guys all year. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay on the fan. Next, what's up, Phil?
Hi, Chief.
Hey.
Chief, I watched the game tonight, and the first thing that struck me, that they're always playing come-from-behind baseball. And against a team that's in last place. Now, I know any given time is still a major league team. They can come up and hurt you.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. They get the bottom of the lineup in there. I don't understand Carlos Mendoza sleeping, what he's doing. But you could see that these guys on the bottom are weak. And I know Alvarez is hurt. He's away for like 10 days, 2 weeks. Lorenz, I don't know what he's doing. They have to come up with something because right now it doesn't look good for them.
Yeah, and you're running out of time and you're running out of options and answers. Thanks for the call, Phil. That's what I was saying before about, like, you know, the hits keep coming. You lose Francisco Alvarez and it feels like, ah, oh, man, like, what else? Like, something's got to give. Like, it's just not our year. And you might not feel like that. You got to believe, keep the hope alive, all that. But then, like, in a game against the Nationals with Kodai Senga on the mound where he was good for the first two, then he gives up two in the third, two in the fourth. You are playing from behind and it's like, okay, these guys got to rally. They do rally, but it's not enough. It's ultimately not enough. And I think Juan Soto's last at bat, I think I tweeted, I'm like, I hope Soto gets up again. And he didn't get up again. And it's not all about Juan Soto, but it is. Like, he's supposed to affect the game. He's supposed to be the clutch one that hit a solo shot to tie the game. He's the only one that I'm thinking is able to do it. I know Lindor's been going better. I know Pete Alonso's got the most homers, but it's like, you know, he's got the most homers in franchise history, but it's like Juan Soto's supposed to be the difference. You went out and got him and gave him all that money because he's supposed to put you over the top. And I think it was his at bat in the sixth. Yeah, Juan Soto grounded out, two pitch at bat against Ogasawara. And I'm like, that can't be his last at bat of the game. He's not going to bat again. Marte strikes out after him. Marte only in the game because Nimmo went down. Like, this lineup and this pitching staff shouldn't be so thin, but here we are. I don't have the answers. David Stern's got to have the answers. Jerry's in Bergen County next on the fan. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Good,
thanks
good.
For taking my call. So I just want to follow up on what you were saying. I'm, like, really disappointed in Soto. I mean, I remember last year, and you hit the nail on the head talking about Severino, because I wanted to mention him. The Mets, I think as soon as they signed Soto, they just, that's it. They figured we're good, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't, the Yankees, at least, you know, when they lost Soto, they went and got Freed. They got Bellinger, who I loved. I loved when he was, I don't like the Dodgers, but I like individual players. He's a great fielder. He had that one-off year. He's a great athlete, great arm. He's hitting the ball. You know you need an outfielder. I mean, Tyrone Taylor was, I mean, he was hitting a little better in the beginning of the season, but he's a fourth outfielder at best. But with Soto, so the Yankees kind of, you know, they did good with their signing. The Mets, and even if you go back a couple of years, and you look at the lineup that the Padres had, San Diego, when they had Soto. Mm-hmm. So you got Soto, and I'm talking just offensively here. You got Machado, Manny Machado, you got Fernando Tatis Jr., you got Soto. And then compare that to this lineup where, you know, calling them the Fab Four. You got Lindor, you got Alonso, and you throw in Soto, and then whoever else you want. If you ask me, I would think the San Diego lineup is stronger with Soto. And they didn't win it with the men. So to me, he's like a mercenary. Now we got him for 10, whatever, 15 years. But, like, we need to win, like you're saying now. The clock is ticking. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, the Met fans, I'm a long-time suffering Met fan, like a lot of people. Like, we're not little brother anymore. And you know what? If the Yankees weren't on a, you know, spiraling a couple of weeks ago, which they managed to turn it around, like that game where they lost to the Marlins, 12-13, it was horrible. Like, they turned it around. They're not playing good teams, but they're doing what they need to do for now. But like you said, they got to face Boston, and like you said, I take a split in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
the Mets can't afford to lose any more games.
No, you got
to
sweep the Nationals, and now you can't. But like you got like before you face the Phillies and even the Marlins, who are scrappier. And like I just laid out your upcoming schedule, like it is getting worrisome. You have to face the Tigers for three in their building, the Reds for three in their building, and then four against the Phillies. Like, are they going to sweep those teams with this pitching? With, I don't know, Juan Soto's got to turn it on. All I heard was Juan Soto turned it on in June, and Juan Soto should have been an all-star, and Juan Soto's having his year. But it's like, no, it's about the moments that you hit those home runs. It's about the, you know, game-changing moments for the lead. With, you know, capitalizing with runners in scoring position. That's why they pay you, because you're supposed to be automatic, Soto-matic in those moments. Thanks for the call, Jerry. You know, and with the Yankees, and I know we just always compare the Yankees and Mets because that's what we do. We're in New York and we share the same radio station and we're neighbors and whatever. You can't avoid it. But it is crazy because Yankee fans saw Soto be the difference last year, where he masked a lot of the holes and issues that the Yankees had. The Yankees were out there with Alex Verdugo and Anthony Rizzo starting in the World Series. They're not in Major League Baseball right now. The tandem of Soto and Judge was enough to win us a lot of games. The Yankees, like, I don't know. The Yankees going to get Soto was something that they had to do to sell tickets. The Mets going to get Soto, it sold tickets. But they shouldn't have stopped short of building this team. They shouldn't have stopped short of bringing back pieces from last year. Bring back Soto, but then bring back the guys that like helped you get to where you went, and not saying, oh yeah, Griffin Canning, Clay Holmes, Frankie Montas, you guys come in, it'll work. Injuries have hurt you. You know, you went and got Jose Siri, haven't had him. AJ Minter, haven't had him. Griffin Canning's hurt, haven't had him. Some of the guys that you do have weren't available for long. The Mets need more, because if you like, if the Mets miss the postseason, it's going to be a laughing stock. And I'll be laughing too. I'm not laughing right now, but like that's when it's going to turn. That's when everybody in baseball is going to be like, yeah, well, you won the winter meetings, but what did you win? Dave is in Rockland County on the fan. What's up, Dave?
I have a bit of a hot take. I think they should have left them Schlitter for a bit longer. I think they might have had at least one less run.
Luke Weaver came in, and I think he was at... The kid had never gone this deep in the game, and they're going to need him the rest of this year. He had went 97 pitches, right? 95 pitches.
Right.
I felt like if they were going to take him out, once Chandler Simpson gets that knock, take him out. But instead, you know, they let him fight, and he was able to strike out Yandy Diaz, and then there was the steal, and then he had the walk. And, you know, even Susan said he was beating himself up over the walks. And then obviously the runs came in to score, but whatever, it is what it is. He had a good night, six innings, he made history.
Yeah, solid. Also, what the heck was that with Caballero today?
I think he's just way too comfortable. I was hearing a lot about how, like, you know, he obviously played there and he knows a lot of the, like, people that work in the organization. And, like, now that he's playing every day, I guess he thinks he's as important as, like, a Aaron Judge or a Cody Bellinger. You know, him mouthing off with the umpires, it was just stupid. Boone addressed it, but you got to be smarter. Like, Stanton is in the game, and the moves that were just made, you cannot shut up. You cannot get thrown out in that situation. There's nothing worth it in the end of the game, because now, I don't know. Caballero, I think, is just, he's literally a pest, but he's so annoying. Like, everybody's annoyed with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he almost cost us. Thanks for the call, Dave. Last call of the night goes to Justin in Floral Park.
Cheers. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm good. Glad that they won. They handled business. We got to see some, you know, history for six innings, thinking we're going to see a perfect game, whatever.
Yeah. Keith, I just finished my last game here. We went 4-2 in Cooperstown. We got playoffs tomorrow. Literally just finished the game. Beat a team from Virginia 21-7. My son is hitting .565, which is not even the best on the team.
Great.
And he's also giving up a run. So we got playoff time. We got, listen, we're in a tough pool. Smithtown, I'm not sure if you know, is in the Little League World Series. They lost to Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. They're here. So we're in their bracket. It's going to be very tough. Anyway, Keith, as far as the Yankees go, I called you a month ago. I said, get me to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Keith, unlike you, we're taking 3 out of 4 from these bums, these bozos, these Red Sox are talking. They're done. D-O-N-E. They're overrated. They're scum. I hate Boston. All sports, you know how I feel.
Love
I'm a Bills fan, Knicks fan, Tiger fan, Yankee fan. Screw the Patriots. Screw the Celtics. Screw the Bruins. And let's go Yankees. Take 3 out of 4. Corey's a cheater. And let's go Yikes.
Yeah, Justin, I'm with you. I'm with you. But, like, I don't have to remind y'all, like Hunter Dobbins, who lied and said that his dad was drafted by the Yankees and, you know, was friends with Andy Pettit. Yeah, he shoved against the Yankees twice. Remember Jazz talking about, oh, free smoke, free smoke? There was no free smoke to be had. Like, all the smoke, the Red Sox brought all the smoke. The last time we faced the Red Sox in Fenway, we were swept. The week before that, the Yankees had scored. I was at that game. Shout out to Ray Martell. I remember pulling up on Ray Martell, Boston Red Sox fan. The Yankees had scored 5 runs in the first inning, and boy, did they need them. They won that game 9-6, and they haven't won a game against the Red Sox since. So, yeah, unlike me, like, I only go off of what I've seen and what I know. I would love for the Yankees to prove me wrong and go out there and beat the Red Sox tonight. I'll be there, and Friday I'll be there and take 3 out of 4. Coming up next, Anthony Gallo, and make sure you tune in on YouTube. See you at 10. I'm out.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.